Well, we have a few moments here. Try to get us out of here before too late. We're going to look at, get your Bibles out if you got them available. Hope you do. You're ready to write down these references. The first scripture that I just want to bring to our attention this morning that we're kind of going to be reflecting off of is in Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 1. We're going to use this as the place to kind of bounce off of, and we're going to look at a few different things as we go through here. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 1. Proverbs 14 and verse 1. There's some chairs right there. If you want to set out a chair, you're welcome to do that, or you can come up here. Either way. Oh, that's fine. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Says here, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with their hands. Yate, Ma. It's good to see you today. All the way on the front row. That's good. Yes. It's good to have Lucy here with us today. And all the rest of you as well. It's good to have her with us. Oh, it's right here. Oh, yeah. You can put it there if you want. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Every woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Let's pray quickly. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity once again. I ask that you'd help me say the words you'd have me to and hold back on those you'd have me not to. We're asking everything that's said and done that it would glorify and honor you. Lift up your name. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So obviously it's Mother's Day, right? We're talking to mothers today, but we're also talking to those that mother people, right? There's a lot of aunties. There's a lot of people that end up that have to be mom because there's other moms that are the moms that are not there or can't be there. And so we're talking to them today, but also all the rest of us, everybody, because we should be honoring our mothers today. We're going to touch on that quickly as we go along. I just want to look at this verse this morning. And it says here, every wise woman buildeth her house, but every foolish, or the foolish, pulls it down with her hands. So we have two pictures this morning. We have either the mother that is the woman, or the mother that is building her house, or the one that is pulling it apart. Two opposites this morning, okay? What we would say, each end of the spectrum. So on one side, we have one that's working hard to build it and one that's working hard to pull it down. I want to read another scripture to you, a few verses out of Matthew chapter 7, and I'll move right into that. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Now, this scripture today is very common. It's the story of the wise man and the foolish man. But I think you'll see the relationship here as obviously here in Matthew chapter 7, it's not just talking about the wise man, right? It's also talking about the wise woman, not just talking about the foolish man, but also the foolish woman. And so I want to run through these verses that we're familiar with today. Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27. Therefore, whoever, this, and by the way, let me pause real quick. I'm reading this in the New King James, this section here. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And I want to substitute for our mind's sake this morning, woman in there, that this wise woman began to hear the sayings that God was teaching and the sayings in God's word and in the teachings of Jesus. And she began to not just hear them, but she began to do them and to actively listen to and be obedient to what God wanted her to do. And if she began to build, she was essentially building her house, is what the Bible tells us. Jesus tells her, building her house on the rock. Why is that important? Because guess what? Storms come. Problems come into the marriage, and problems come into the family, and problems come into the community and into the country.
Right.
Now we see in COVID-19, problems can come in the world.
Right.
And this one that has built on the solid rock, has built on a foundation of listening to what God says, but not just listening, but because she hears it and listens, she does it. And that begins to build that foundation. And so when the storm comes and the trouble strikes, when all of a sudden somebody begins to run their mouth, and when someone begins to try to stab in the back, and when things begin to fall apart on the car, and the things fall apart in the house, and one of the kids begins to do something they ought not to do, and things begin to get dark and begin to get discouraging, this house is able to stand because it's not built on those things. It's built on something else that is rock, that is solid, and that is God's word and His truth. And so just quickly today, we'll see that the woman of God that is talking about in Proverbs chapter 14 is a wise woman, is building her house on God's word. She's building it on truth and on obedience to what God would have. The second part of that is verse 26 of Matthew 7. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man or woman who built her house on the sand. And the rain descends and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. This here is the opposite end of the spectrum. This here is the woman that begins to build her house on things that are not according to God's word. The Bible tells us this person hears God's word. It says they hear it, but they don't listen. It does not change her life. She knows both of these ladies, by the way, both of these men, or both of these people, however you want to look at it today, whoever you are, both of these people hear God's word. They understand this is what God wants us to do. And one listens and actually does. It changes her life. The other one does not. It goes in one ear and out the other. It has no effect on her life. She continues to build her house. This is a loose interpretation of build, because we see in Proverbs that this is actually tearing it down. She's actually preparing for it to collapse when the storm comes, because she's pulling it out. She's not listening to the truth. She's not building it. She's pulling it apart. She's wandering after whatever else would satisfy her, or what things that she wants or he wants, instead of God's word. What feels good, what looks good, what somebody else says, I don't know. You fill in the blank there. But it's something besides God's word and truth. She heard it, but it did not impact her life. It did not affect her. It did not bring change. She continued on in the way that she wanted to go. We see that both, as I said already, both of them hear, but only the wise one does. They both hear, but one decided not to do. One, it did not change. Another thing that we see here that I want to point out to us this morning is that both have storms that come into their life. Both have things that are difficult. Did you remind us again today, that we know this, right? Trouble comes to put both sides. Sickness comes to those that are doing good and those that aren't. Death comes to those that are doing good and those that are not. Financial problems many times come to those that are doing good and those that are not. Children that are no good and are a pain and that walk away from God happen to those that are good and those that are not. There is lots of things that happen, trouble that happens to both. So storms come, right? Transmissions go out. Tires go flat. Right. All kinds of problems. But we see here that the one that is able to stand and be that solid, that house that's been built, that can go through that storm and be a blessing to her family, because it's built on truth and on God's word. And the other one that is not. The foolish one is one that tears down the house. It tells us there in chapter 14 of Proverbs that the foolish plucks it or pulls it down with their hands. So you see the foolish one, even before the storm comes, begins to tear it apart And we wonder why it even, we wonder why it can't stand when the storm comes. There's nothing. The foundation is no good, and there's nothing solid there. It's all been pulled apart. There's not a doing of the teachings. I want to pause or shift directions this morning just briefly. And for all of us, no matter what kind of mother you have or did have, we see that God's word tells us, he commands us to honor our mothers. Amen. This is not if she was a wise one. This is not if she built her house on the rock. This is not if she whatever. No ifs, no ands, no buts. God's word simply tells us to honor our mothers. Right. Now, this is not an excuse for mothers to do whatever they want, right? We're talking to mothers specifically today, but this is for us today to realize that one of our simple commands, one of the things that God says you need to do this,
right,
and you should do it, is to honor not just our mothers, but also our fathers. But we're talking about mothers today. And so I want to encourage you to be obedient to that. If you need to find a way to honor your mother, speaking good of her, thanking for the strength and the things that you received from her, the family name that she passed on, or the family traditions that she passed on to you. We need to honor our mothers. It says here, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This verse tells us this is part of the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother. Why? So that your days may be long upon the land.
Amen.
Not even going to say any more there. I want to go ahead and read through quickly just the Exodus chapter 20 and starting there with verse 1. This is the Ten Commandments. Why? Because we're looking, Jesus has told us that if we build our house on, if we listen, in other words, we hear and then it affects our lives, we're building on the rock. So we need to know what he's saying. What is it that God's saying to us this morning? And we're talking to mothers. So for mothers this morning, what is it that God would have us to do? This is not just for mothers. This is all of us this morning.
Right.
It says here, Exodus chapter 20, and it says in verse 1, and God spoke to all these words, saying. So we see these words came from God. And he says, verse 2, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. This is simply telling that this is God is the one. He says, I'm the one that's helped you so far. I'm the one that's given you health and given you strength and given you life. And it's even brought you to the ability to be here this morning. And he says, you, this is verse 3, you shall have no other gods before me. So the first thing we see here is that God says no other gods before him. He should be number one. Mothers, this morning, God wants, he wants you to put him as number one. He wants you to put him first above everything else. Verse 4, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. We see here once again that God says you shouldn't make any god, carve it out of stone, or we could say anything else that's made. It could be a truck, could be a house, it could be anything, right? Jewelry or clothes, those things should be secondary to God. God should be number one.
Amen.
Says 5, you shall not bow down to serve them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those that hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. We should not use God's name loosely or in a lighthearted, waste of time way. Something that is just lack of meaning, let alone be disrespectful of it. But even to just, so God says here that we should not take his name in vain. 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So remembering a time that we would take to for us and for our families, that we would take and set aside to be for God, to worship him. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, nor you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Take a break. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens of the earth and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So honor our father and our mother. By the way, teach that to our children.
Right.
That they should honor their mother and father.
Right.
And we do that, how do we teach it? By showing them, right?
Right.
By showing them. Thirteen, thou shalt not murder. Need any explanation on that one? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Need any explanation on that one, right? These are plain. We shouldn't be committing murder and we shouldn't be committing adultery. This is what God commands us not to do. Verse 15, thou shalt not steal. Once again, plain. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't make up stories about those around you. Or if you hear a story that's not true, don't jump in on it. Now the last verse we're going to read here is 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. What is covet? It's wanting something that someone else has, something that's not yours to have. Shouldn't covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, nor his servants, male or female, nor his ox or his cattle, nor his donkeys or his horses we'll put in there, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So here, just quickly, we went over the Ten Commandments. These are the things that God commands. We should not do these things. I'm gonna give you some scripture to read when you go home. This is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And if you, I'm gonna just glance through chapter 5 real quick. I'm not gonna read it all. I'm just gonna point out some things that help us as you look at it later. Chapter 5, 6, and then we already read part of 7. The last part of chapter 7 is the part where it says, if you build your house on the rock, and if you build your house on the sand. And what did he say? He says, Jesus said, for those that hear these sayings of mine and does them. So it changes their life. So I think that what I want to point you to today is to look at the chapters right before that, which is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5. It says here, blessed are the poor. I'm just going to glance through here. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Those that try to settle things without stirring the pot up. What are we talking about this morning? Those that would hear the things that God wants them to do, and it begins to change their life and how they are raising their family and how they are letting themselves be out in front of those around them. So in other words, how their spirit and the way that they are and how they talk and how they act, how is that coming out to the world around them?
Right.
And it says here, I'm just going to just bump down through here. It says, those that are persecuted are blessed for righteousness' sake. You know, if you're doing something right according to God's word and you're doing what he wants you to do, and someone begins to talk bad about you behind your back or into your face, or maybe even does something wrong towards you, there's a blessing in that.
Right.
Jesus doesn't say that it's bad at all, actually. But there's one catch in there: for righteousness' sake.
Right.
Not because you were an idiot, or not because you ran your mouth. Those don't qualify.
Right.
But if someone begins to mistreat us, because of what we have done that is right according to God's word, then there's a blessing in that.
Amen.
It says here, skipping down, 13, ye are the salt of the earth. Supposed to have a positive impact on this world. Talking now about the people, Jesus begins talking about those that have that are a light to those around them. You're not supposed to hide that light. You're supposed to put it on a candlestick. The good things that we would share to the world around us. Jesus and his love. This whole chapter, talking about how we should get right with those that have things against us. If you look there at verse 23 of chapter 5. It said, if you find out there's somebody that has something against you, go and take care of it. Talks about if you've got a problem in your life that's offending, is causing you to do wrong, take care of it. Get rid of it. On and on down through the scripture here. Talks about if someone sues you. Down there in verse 40. Verse 44. Love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 46, for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Jesus says here, he says, if you love the people that are doing good to you, whoop-de-doo.
Right.
Everybody else does too.
Right.
Nothing special there, right? Somebody's treating you good, giving you some help, and being nice to you, of course you'll be nice to them.
Right.
I hope. Otherwise, you probably won't get the help no more, right? And so Jesus says, what's the good in that? What reward is there? He says, even the people, he says, the publicans are the same. This is verse 46. Even those that are no good do that. It says, verse 47, if you salute your brethren only wave at my own family. That's the only people I wave at. He said, that's what everybody else does. Everybody waves at their family. At least hopefully. He says, what he's doing, he's telling us that we should do those things to people that are not family. We should do those nice things to people. We should pray for those that are not just our family. Those that are not just the ones that are helping us out.
Amen.
But those that are also the ones that are not helping us. You can read through chapter 6 and 7 if you like, and ends up all the way down there at the end of verse chapter 7, back to what Jesus said. He says, don't just hear them. Don't just hear these words. Don't just hear the truth, but let it change your life so that it affects how you do life.
Right.
And when you do that, it'll build your family and on your home on the solid foundation. Something that will go through the storms. And so just the words of wisdom from God's word today for our mothers is learn all that you can from God's word and let it change your life. Let it affect how you speak to your children. Let it affect how you do life with your husband. Let it affect your life and how you do business and how you shop and how you cook and how you work and anything else that you do, let it affect your life and change you. And it will become a foundation that is rock solid. That when the trouble does come, that we already know is going to come, and problems come into the family, problems come into the whatever, that it'll be able to stand and be strong because of Him. I'm going to close there today. I want to say that I'm thankful for those that are. Many mothers that are attempting to raise their children and display their lives according to God's Word. And I thank the Lord for them. I'm thankful for my grandma that has done that for years. And my mom and many others right here in Rincon that have gone on and laid the foundation for their families on truth. Thank the Lord for that. And that's how we're going to do it going forward. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word once again. Thank You for truth. Thank You for just a scripture this morning that shoots it to us plain. It says that we're either wise in building or we're foolish in tearing it down. Thank You for Your words this morning. We pray for all of our mothers that are here today, that they would have Your strength, they would have Your encouragement in their lives, that they would move forward with a renewed encouragement to seek Your will and Your word in their lives, and let that word be the foundation for their families and for their lives. We love You today. Thank You again for being here with us today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.